Good morning, everybody. This is Church Girl Rehab, and I am your host, Natasha Ingman. Today's episode is going to be a little bit different than the past ones in this season. Typically, what we do is we go over something that I've gone through, and then kind of the Sunday study that I was in at church. But this week, I was really thinking about the name Church Girl Rehab and the kind of podcasts that I've been putting out. And I really just wanted to put out one that was like, how do you know you're ready? Because that was something that was hard for me to kind of figure out. Because I was out of church for 4 years, but there were many points during that time I thought I was ready to go back to church, and I would try a different one, and I would just get flooded with emotions or have an anxiety attack, and I just wasn't ready. And I think that's something that I really wanted to focus on for this week's podcast, is how to know if you're ready to go back to church after you left, how to kind of walk through that healing journey. So, walking through the healing journey and figuring out if you're ready or not. One thing that I strongly suggest is spending a good amount of time in prayer and in your Bible before you even attempt to go back into a church. Because I think a lot about my generation and how we were raised to be in church every time the doors were open, every time that there was a service or an event, you were there, and you were there from like hours before till hours after. And if you were involved in the youth group, then, you know, it was hours before, hours after an event. Then it was going getting food with everybody after. And then, you know, the whole cycle every week. And so I want for us to take church out of the first step. Because church isn't the end goal. The end goal is to having a better relationship with Jesus and better fellowship with your brothers and sisters in Christ. Church is not the end goal. Being Sister Super Christian is not the end goal. The end goal in healing from church hurt is healing, plain and simple, and having a stronger and deeper relationship with Jesus, so that if something does happen with a brother and sister in Christ, you have the strength in your faith to not let it shake you as much as it had shaken you before. Because that's where I'm at right now. I'm at a place where I want my relationship to be so strong in the Lord that no matter what is thrown at me in any relationship, in any building, that He is my true foundation and that He is why I'm doing or going anywhere. Fellowship is great, guys. Having a good church family is amazing. Being a part of a community is something we all long for. But if we don't have that strong faith foundation, then we're going to church for people, and you're going to be let down, and you're going to leave again. So my first step in getting ready or finding out if you're ready to go back to church is spending so much time in prayer and in the Word. So it's like a two-part first step, is read your Bible. And if you haven't stopped since you left, great, keep reading. Keep reading. Keep praying. But make your focus of this not going back to church. Make it your focus on your relationship with Jesus, because having strong relation with Him is when you're going to be able to hear and heed His words. So do that for a while, months even, if you really have to. I would suggest at least a month. If you're kind of been tossing it around and you haven't really been in your word or anything since you left, spend a good month in your Bible and in prayer. Next, after you've done that and you're really ready to try and figure it out, find a place where you really feel like there's opportunity for you. Find a place where you feel like growth is going to happen. Don't go somewhere familiar just because it's familiar. Go somewhere because you feel like there is an opportunity for growth. Research churches, guys. We are lucky enough to have technology where we can research things. You can listen to sermons on people's websites. Look up a church that you're interested in. Listen to a bunch of their sermons. Look at what they believe doctrinally. Does it line up with what you believe? Because that's also one very smart way for you to avoid church hurt. If you go somewhere and you have no idea about this place, like what they truly believe in, what their pastor sounds like, what he believes in, like, you're going to get hurt if you're not wise about it. So be wise. Do some research. And then again, pray on it. Research, then prayer. Research, then prayer. That should be your step when you're looking at churches. And then if you feel so called and led during your prayer time to go try one out in person, then do that. But don't push yourself. Don't go, I've always been in church, I'm going back to church. And then you just go and you jump in and you start doing all the ministries and all of the things. And then you get burnt out again. You're like, this is why I left the first time. So be smart about it. Whatever you would have done in the past, when you feel yourself start to do that, stop, pray, regain your thoughts, and think about what you want to do this time. For me, I am one that will be at church every day of the week from the time the doors open till well after the doors close. So this time going back, I had to be very conscious of the fact that I didn't want to do that right away, that I wanted to, I guess, dip my toes in first and take my time and really have a different experience with church than I've ever had before. So for me, it was just going on Sundays for the first few weeks. Then when their small group started, I decided I'd go to one that fit my life, that fit my time with my son and with my husband. And that's what I'm doing right now. I'm not doing anything else. That's what I'm doing. This week I tried to push it and go to a Thursday night prayer and worship, which is something that I would love to do. But that was just going to be too much for me personally. That would have been 3 days this week, and that would have been starting a cycle of how I always did church in the past. And I don't want to do that this time. And I know for most of us coming back to church, we don't want to repeat the same cycle. We want to stop walking around the same mountain. So making conscious choices to do things differently is how you're going to be able to do that. Also, when you start going back to church, step out in new things. I have always been one that was super scared to go up and get prayer. So that is one thing that I'm forcing myself to do. And some may say, oh, don't do that. But I'm stepping out of my norm when it comes to church, and I'm doing things different so that I have a different experience. Sometimes when I go up for prayer, it's okay. It's not that amazing. I'm not having this super spiritual experience, and sometimes I am. But the practice of it is getting over past fear of what will people think if I go up and get prayer. Because a lot of us growing up in church, we think everyone at the altar is not saved or a druggie or having some like super hard life stuff, and then everyone's talking about them on Sunday. So we fear going up to the front to get prayer. So that's a habit that I want to break. That's a mindset that I want to break. So I'm creating a habit and a mindset of going up and doing that every time I'm at church. Now that habit might change over time, but for right now, it's something that I'm doing. For you, it may be volunteering in the nursery and you've never done that before, or going to a small group, or not going to a small group, even though you've been invited. I was invited to go to one and I had to say no, it just didn't fit into my life. Past me would have said yes to everything that was offered. But I'm trying to have a different experience, have a better experience, avoid burnout, and avoid hurt. I'm not saying that people at the Bible study would hurt me, but I think when you get close to burnout, you get emotionally drained, and then that's where, I mean, emotions come in tight. If you're emotionally tired and drained, you're more susceptible to being hurt. So again, be wise about it. Don't put everything on your plate just because you've decided to go back to being involved in church. Fellowship will happen naturally. Community will happen naturally if it's where you're supposed to be. So keep that in mind. If you're going to a church and no one said hi to you in a month, you walk in, you walk out, but you're putting yourself out there, then it might not be the best spot for you, because again, they're probably not going to give you the opportunity to grow. So keep little things like that in mind, but also be open-minded. You have to go in with a different mindset than how you left. Don't go looking for everything wrong, but also don't go looking for everything right, if that makes sense. Don't ignore red flags just because you like certain aspects. Find a place where you can ask about those red flags. Find a pastor where you can ask questions. Find a pastor that will come alongside you during this and pray with you and talk to you and check in with you. Find a woman at your church that will do the same. Those are natural ways that community will come about and fellowship will come about if you're doing this process wisely. So again, spend a ton of time in prayer and in your word, of course, always be in your word. Praying without reading your word is like drinking your coffee and not eating your eggs. You have to, like, both are required for breakfast. You need both. So don't do one without the other. Spend time in your word, spend time in prayer. Then do your research. Look up what they believe doctrinally. Listen to their sermons. Then if you go, meet with their pastor. Talk to them about what they believe. Talk to them about what you're going through, what process you're in right now. Try new things. Create new habits. Be conscious of the journey you want to take, and make very thought out steps when it comes to this. And then pray some more and get back into your word. There's no perfect way to do this, guys, but we can be wise with how we go about this process. So that's my podcast for this week, guys. Short, simple, but I hope effective to anybody who is considering going back to church. I appreciate your time. I appreciate you. Thank you for listening to Church Goal Rehab. I am your host, Natasha Ingman, and I will see you guys next week. Be blessed.